An address from the U.S. Ag Secretary and geopolitical concerns pulled markets higher. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. A new initiative for USDA was announced by U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to reduce bureaucratic red tape and make it easier for farmers to file the paperwork they need. C.J. Miller has more.
Today, I'm excited to announce officially the USDA's One Farmer, One File initiative, which creates a single, streamlined record that follows you, the farmer, no matter where you go in the USDA system.
And that was Secretary Rollins during her address at Commodity Classic. She says the initiative will update USDA's tech services in order to bring together all FSA, NRCS, and RMA systems to interface with each other and make it easier for USDA staff to get the information they need.
I was sort of stunned. I had heard that this was the case, that USDA perhaps was not the most modern system in terms of moving paperwork and getting support out the door, but seeing it firsthand was a real wake-up call to me.
She said the streamlining of USDA's computer software systems doesn't mean that the department is forcing farmers to fill out all their USDA forms online.
This is not a mandate to digitize. We're not telling you we're moving everything to your phone or your computer at home, but instead it is an expansion of options for our farmers. Producers who prefer to sit down in person with their county office, who want paper forms, or who rely on in-person acreage certification will always have those options. What we are doing in addition to that is adding a modern digital pathway for those who want it.
Check out the full press conference with Ag Secretary Rollins at Commodity Classic. It's at MichiganAgToday.com. Reporting from Commodity Classic in San Antonio, I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
A rather pleasant day ahead of us here today, but we are going to be seeing soggy weather for a large part of the rest of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. Today, nothing happening. We see all precipitation staying well to the south. Think Ohio and Tennessee valleys. And then as we move into tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have a chance at moisture getting into southern parts of lower Michigan. But once again, the moisture for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, well, at least Tuesday, Wednesday, wants to stay to our south. So we may not get a soggy forecast going here for real until later Thursday into Friday. That's when we can see some significant rains lifting up from the southwest. System number one. System number two comes through over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And then we have system number three early next week. Well, probably midweek next week, Tuesday night through Wednesday. All done. I think we can see over those three systems anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain with 100% coverage across Michigan. The warm air holds then all the way through the rest of next week, or at least through next Thursday. And then we see cooler Canadian air try and come down to finish it out, yo-yoing back and forth on into mid-month. It does look like the month of March is going to be quite active for us here. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Final numbers from Friday coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Geopolitical concerns, mostly over Iran and the U.S., supported buying in wheat, which in turn pulled the corn and bean markets higher. Here's Andy Eubank, along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading, for a closer look.
There are gains as we wrap up the month of February, and the gains in the markets, Brian, led by very strong Chicago wheat. It seems to have pulled corn higher, and beans are working both sides. Well, I guess we better start with wheat. Why the big move?
Wheat is the leader, no question at this point. My bias is it's a lot of geopolitical concern at this point with the U.S. and Iran. We'll see what happens here the next several days, but definitely tense is the situation. And with wheat being a staple good around the world, anytime you have concern about movement of grain, which hopefully it doesn't come down to that, but if you have an all-out war, then you have a situation where there's concern about grain movement, and initially would be bullish, and that's what we're seeing on wheat. I also think there's a little bit of fundamental news there, Andy. It's dry in the Midwest. We're certainly hoping that this rain that's been advertised arrives this coming week across the Midwest, because we are in dry. We're in a drought in many cases, drought in the mid-South also. So we're dry here, and dry in parts of Europe too, Andy. So there is some fundamental support to this, but I think the spark on Friday, the last couple days at the end of this week, has been geopolitical related. And as you said, corn has been following wheat higher. And then beans, after making a multi-month high here this week, kind of stabilizing, waiting to see what's going to happen with China.
How much of this has been end of month as we've gotten close to the end of February as far as really some erratic markets through the week?
Another good point. I think you do see some position evening at the end of the month. This funds had been short wheat for quite some time, probably seeing some movement now. We'll see what the Commodity Traders Report tells us, but if not an evened up position, maybe a smaller short position or maybe even a short long position. But yes, moving away from the short side.
And that was Brian Basting. March corn finished 438 and three quarters, up 5.5. May corn strong, up 5 at 448.5. March soybeans worked the high side at 1157.25, up 9.5. May beans also up 7.25 at 1170 and three quarters. March wheat, a lot of strength, up 19.5, 591.25. April live cattle down $4.67 to 232.22. And April hogs finished unchanged at 95.73. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.